¿Quién es? B. Muchos estudiantes. Alberto is a new student in Professor Martinez's Spanish class. He doesn't know the names of all his classmates yet, so Carmen is trying to help him. Now you are ready to go on. Again, look at the title and the drawing while you listen the first time to relax and enjoy the experience of hearing spoken Spanish. Then, look at the Vocabulario Útil section and read the introduction. Again, you are to write some students' names, but this time you need to match each with a description of that person. Plan ahead for the second time you listen. A good strategy is to answer only two questions while listening the second time. This way, you will not feel that the speakers are leaving you behind. Do remember that you may stop the CD audio player anytime you need to do so. For instance, you may decide to answer only questions 2 and 4 to give you time to focus on listening for those answers. You can listen a third time to focus on the answers for questions 1 and 3. If you wish or feel the need to do so, you may listen a fourth time to check your answers. Vocabulario útil. Conversan. Pues. Estatura mediana. Alberto y Carmen conversan en la clase de español.
Carmen, ¿quién es el muchacho de pelo rizado?
El muchacho bajo, de pelo negro, es Luis.
Ah, sí, Luis Ventura. ¿Y el muchacho que lleva lentes?
¿El muchacho que lleva lentes? Pues, se llama Esteban.
¿Quiénes son las dos muchachas?
La muchacha de pelo rubio se llama Mónica.
Y la muchacha de pelo castaño es...
La muchacha de estatura mediana es Nora.
Ah, sí. Nora es la muchacha de estatura mediana y pelo castaño.
Y Mónica es la muchacha de pelo rubio.
¿Hay muchos estudiantes en esta clase?
Sí, muchos.